play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, and now our national anthem with the Galesburg a cappella choir here tonight.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. What stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free, the
great job by the Galesburg High School a cappella choir with our national anthem. Now let's send things down to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups for tonight's final regular season game for the Galesburg High girls basketball team.
And now, the starting lineup for tonight's game. First for the Blue Devils, a 5'8 sophomore, number 3, Olivia Edwards. A 5'8 senior, number 4, Bree Bordewick. A 5'7 junior, number 23, Kylie Espinoza. A 5'8 junior, number 24, Stephanie Anders. A 6-foot senior, number 40, Sarah Nelson. Blue Devils coached by Martin Pazanin, assisted by Joe Steckel and Kim Shudhi. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'7 junior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. A 5'7 junior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A 5'9 junior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. A 6-foot senior, number 50, Yvonne Mixon. And a 6-foot senior, number 52, Emily Meinertz. So Silver Streaks, coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Kennedy Miner, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison for the final time this season here at John Thiel Gym. Streaks in their home white silver numbers, trimmed in black and silver. Quincy in their road blue, white numbers and white trim. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks will be Emily Minert at 6 foot, and for the Quincy Blue Devils, Sarah Nelson at 6 foot as well. Ready to get things underway here tonight from John Thiel Gym, the final game of the regular season, Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Quincy Blue Devils here on WGIL. Of course, the regional opener will come up next Wednesday night. We'll travel down to Macomb and we'll open up against the Canton Little Giants. Here we go. Ball is up and the tip won by the Streaks. Kelsey Legg has it in the backcourt and she'll set up for Galesburg. Quincy comes out in the 1-2-2 zone. Right wing, it goes to Emily Minert. Out between the circles, Chloe McCarthy out high left side. This is Kelsey Legg with it. Now Chloe McCarthy out high right side. Andrea Sampson, three-pointer from straight on. Bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped around. It's going to go off of Quincy last, and the Streaks will get it back. Oh, nope, this official's going to overrule.
Whoa. Wasn't that clearly off Quincy?
That's what I thought, and I thought the official on the baseline had the better position to make the call as well.
Wow.
Interesting. How do you overrule when you're further away from
right.
the play?
Well, and on top of it, I didn't think there was any doubt about it.
Right,
there's
three
Quincy players there.
Yeah, inside, ball knocked away by Yvonne Mixon, but it is Kylie Espinoza that gets it back. Right baseline, it goes to Nelson. She'll fire the 17-footer. That's no good. Rebound tapped around, and finally pulling it down for Quincy is Bree Borderwick. She misses the shot. Ball goes to the floor. We got a jump ball called, and the possession arrow points toward the Blue Devils.
The Streaks are not doing a good job of cleaning possessions right now, and that's going to be the important thing. You got to keep this Quincy team off the offensive boards. Limit them to one shot. If they're going to get one shot, that's fine, but don't give them two or three attempts.
Out on the left wing, this is Stephanie Anders with it. She fires a three-pointer. That's no good. Yvonne Mixon pulls the rebound away, and here comes Kelsey Legg. Down court to Chloe McCarthy, left wing. Back to Kelsey, left to the center circle. She'll set against the Quincy zone. Andrea Sampson, top of the key with it. Right wing to Chloe McCarthy. Back to Andrea, top of the key. She'll fire the three. Nope, gives to Emily Miner. Drives down the left side of the lane. Up off the glass and in.
Good take by Emily right there. That's the kind of aggressive play that you really want to see from Emily when she gets the ball in the high post, because I don't know that Nelson or any of these other girls can stick her.
Drove down from the left elbow down the left side, laid it up off the glass. 2-0 Streak, 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half.
Three.
Boy, that three from Bree Borderwick way off the mark, and the Streaks have it. Kelsey Legg on the run again, goes to the right wing to Andrea Sampson, top of the key. Andrea stops, kicks over to Chloe McCarthy out high on the left side, back to Andrea between the circles. Andrea Sampson dribbles right, gives to Chloe McCarthy between the circles, back to Andrea right wing this time. Andrea back to Chloe between the circles, left baseline. Kelsey Legg drives to the wing.
Travel.
And got away with a travel, I thought, before she put it on the floor, but then they called it that time. She went up to throw the pass. I think she picked up that pivot foot before she let it go.
Yeah, well, what she did was, it was kind of weird. She not only picked up the pivot foot, but she slid the other foot to kind of give her some more of a base to jump up.
This is Espinoza with it, out high on the left side for the Blue Devils, being guarded by Andrea Sampson, left wing. Bree Borderwick with it. Out it goes to Anders out between the circles. Anders, I thought she picked up her pivot foot there too. Backdoor pass to Borderwick down the left side, and we're going to have a foul on Emily Minert. And if she wouldn't have brought the arm down, she might have gotten away with that.
Yeah.
But she got ball at first and then brought the arm on down and got called for the foul.
Well, the thing was right there was Emily was trying to time up the block right there. If she would have maybe slid in front of her instead of standing behind her, it would have helped her too.
Bree Borderwick at the free throw line.
We
they
got
call
a free
it off.
Throw infraction on somebody.
Hey.
Oh, on Borderwick.
Yep, was on the line. Marty Flaherty right there along the line to make the call. Now, I was told by another official that you're not supposed to line up right on the line, but I don't know if that's the case or not. We've seen it before. Second one, she's far enough back, but in and out, no good. Emily Minert with a rebound. Gives way to Kelsey Legg. She'll bring it across right of the center circle. Now to Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Left wing it goes to Andrea Sampson. Andrea penetrates, kicks over to Kelsey Legg. Now dumps it down to Yvonne Mixon on the right block, up off the glass and in. Great ball movement by the Streaks and a nice basket by Yvonne Mixon. 4-0 Streaks, 5:20 to play, first quarter.
Yvonne wearing the headband today.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't noticed that before. Yep, got the ponytail in tonight. Pass inside, knocked away by Andrea Sampson, but it was Anders trying to reach for it, couldn't get it, and it'll come back to the Streaks as we have our first substitutions of the night. One of our other seniors on the Streaks ball club, Megan Lingenfelter, checks in, as does Deja Range, and Yvonne Mixon and Chloe McCarthy will get a break. 5:05 to play first quarter, 4-0 Streaks. Megan Lingenfelter between the circles to Kelsey Legg, right wing, fires a three, that's off the mark, rebound. Deja Range fighting for it, goes to the floor, finally coming away with it is Olivia Edwards for Quincy. Edwards on the run and travel with it, no call, then threw up a wild runner, no good. Nelson with a rebound. We're going to have a foul on the floor. I think they're going to say Kelsey reached in, I guess that's what happened. Or they call a push on her. But it was on the floor. That'll be the second team foul on the Streaks. First on Kelsey here tonight. 4:50 to play first quarter. 4-0 Streaks. This is Olivia Edwards between the circles. Gives to Anders, left elbow. Spins in the paint. Kicks to the right wing to Nelson. Fires a three. That's short. Emily Miner with a rebound. And gives to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey on the dribble across midcourt in the center circle. She'll set the offense for the Streaks against the against the zone. Deja Range, left elbow, swings it to Megan Lingenfelter, the right baseline for three. That's too strong. Rebound, Deja Range.
How did Deja get that foul?
Are you kidding me? Deja went up and under and grabbed the ball, and as she grabbed it, that made Anders go over, Edwards go over her back, and he called Deja for going over the back. How can you go over the back when you're in front of somebody? Okay. Wow. She went up and grabbed the ball, and because she pulled it away, it made Edwards' arms come down on top of Deja.
Deja got underneath in front of her.
I have no idea.
That's, you know, to me, that's either a no call or B, a jump ball. That's not a over the back.
I got a technical once for that happening in one of our games. Our guy had inside position, went up for the rebound. They called him for going over the back, and all I said was he had inside position. And boop, T. Shot missed there. And the Streaks have it. Megan Lingenfelter had to run it down. They're going to say she stepped on the baseline, though, so the Streaks turn it over with 3:57 to play first quarter, leading 4-0.
This is not looking like a barn burner game. It's looking like a game that's going to be a real close to that scoring we saw in the first matchup between these two teams.
And a timeout called by Quincy head coach Martin Pazanin, a 30-second timeout. I want to mention something. I want to thank the Streaks players and the parents, as they did something very nice for us when I got up here tonight. The players came up and handed us a bag of treats, had brownies and some candy and gift cards, and they said that that Kelsey Legg's mom had taken care of this, and I went and talked to Vicky, and she said, yeah, it was a bunch of us parents, and I want to thank them. They gave us a nice card that says, thank you very much for broadcasting the games. We certainly are very lucky the WGIL values girls basketball. From the 2017-2018 girls basketball team, families, and we really appreciate that, and we love doing it, and glad we get to do it. So thanks again to Vicky and the parents and the players for doing that for us. Sarah Nelson between the circles for Quincy, out high right side to Edwards. Edwards working against Lauren Campbell, who's in for the Streaks. Now down on the block, it goes to Bordewick, and backs Megan Lingenfelter down. Can't hit the shot. Rebound tapped around. A great hustle by Lauren Campbell. Tapped it around three times, and Yvonne Mixon finally came away with it. Kelsey Legg to Megan Lingenfelter, right baseline. Tried to bounce for Deja, a little off the mark, but it got knocked out of bounds by Bree Bordewick. Streaks will get it back on their own right baseline. 3.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks still with a 4-0 lead. Not what they're going to say, it's on the left baseline. It got knocked out on the right side. Kelsey Legg to inbound, and it comes to Yvonne Mixon. Top of the key back to Kelsey. Left baseline. Fakes, drives, penetrates up off the glass and in.
Yeah,
nice move by
very
Kelsey.
Nice take.
Went through three blue jerseys and laid it up and in. And make it 6-0. Streaks pitching a shutout so far. Edwards now a near steal.
Good steal
by Yvonne Mixon. I didn't think she was going to get it. She had it was kind of dribbled it away from him. I thought the dribble got away from her. Now Lauren Campbell for three, left wing, too strong. Rebound comes down to Anders for Quincy, but that dribble I thought got away from her, but somehow she was able to control it. Anders drives down, knocks down Kelsey Legg, who got there, missed the shot. Lauren Campbell with a rebound. Now it's Yvonne Mixon with it. Kelsey Legg right at the center circle. That was great hustle by Kelsey to get back there. She drew the charger. They didn't call it. Yvonne at the right elbow, fires a 15-footer, no good. Edwards down with a rebound for the Blue Devils. The action, or the pace started to pick up anyway. Not much more action, I guess. Still 6-0 Streaks with 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Bordewick down the right side.
Traveled.
Stops. Yeah, she traveled beforehand, but she laid it up and in. And Quincy's on the board with 2:25 to play in the quarter. Megan Lingenfelter right wing. Kelsey Legg left wing to Lauren Campbell. Back to Kelsey between the circles.
Well, Bordwick did that last time down, and she's done it a couple times. Is she takes a hop step before she shoots her jumper. And I don't know that the officials aren't seeing it as the Streaks turn the ball over there. But they've got to keep an eye on that because she does it every time.
Anders gets cut off down on the right side, kicks out to Edwards. She'll fire the three, airball that one, and the rebound's going to go off of Nelson. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. But Riley Jenkins, the freshman, will check in. Andrea Sampson, Emily Minder back in as Kelsey Legg, Megan Lingenfelter, and Deja Range will get a break. Also checking in, the senior Riley Chalkley. She'll replace Lauren Campbell. So all the seniors seeing some action here tonight in this final game of the regular season. Under 2 minutes to play, first quarter, Streaks with a 6-2 lead. Devon Mixon, right baseline to Andrea Sampson. Out high, Riley Jenkins to Riley Chalkley. Out high, left side. Left baseline to Andrea Sampson. Bounce for Emily Minor. Penetrates up off the glass. Rolled out, no good. And the rebound's going to go off Quincy last. Nice pass from Andrea Sampson. Emily just couldn't quite get the shot to fall. But the Streaks will get it back. Andrea will inbound from the left baseline. 1:42 to play in the quarter. Andrea Sampson, the junior. She'll play softball at Eastern Illinois after she finishes her career at Galesburg High School next year. She's got it on the left wing.
Hit it.
Stops, fires a three. Too strong on that one. Rebound comes down to Anders on the weak side and tapped away momentarily by Riley Chalkley. Anders gets it back. Gets to Edwards down on the right side. Puts it up. Airballed it from five. And rebound. Ooh, I thought there was two blue jerseys there. They're going to say it went off the Streaks last. Bree Sapp, a 5'6 freshman, and for Quincy as well. I thought she was maybe the one that got her hand on the ball. Anders will inbound from the left baseline for the Blue Devils. 1:25 to play in the quarter. Inbound comes to Nelson in the paint. Shot partially blocked by Yvonne Mixon. And the rebound's going to go off of Nelson last. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Nice timing by Yvonne Mixon to get a piece of that shot from Sarah Nelson.
At this rate, the scoring is going to be lower than the first game. That was a 36-32 win for Quincy.
Emily Mitre down high right side to Riley Chalkley near the center circle. Left wing it goes to Riley Jenkins. 1:05 to play here in the quarter. 6-2 Streaks. Riley Jenkins brings it out. Gets to Andrea Sampson out high left side. Now left wing. Riley Chalkley fakes back to Andrea Sampson. Ball got tipped. Andrea is able to run it down out near midcourt with under a minute to play. Now Riley Jenkins right at the center circle. Streaks look like they may be content to work for one here. Now a push is going to be called on Stephanie Anders.
I always find it interesting when they make that call because it's like the entire first quarter, that's been happening every time one of our girls has the ball. But you wait until the very end of the quarter. And
I don't know if it's more obvious just because they're kind of running the play. Nothing much is happening except out front, and it's more obvious. I don't know. But, I mean, it's not more obvious to us because it happens all the time.
Like right there.
Yep, and Andrea had it was stole away. They got a piece of her arm. Now Anders comes away with it. 38 seconds to play. Anders on the dribble, hesitates, drops back, lost the ball. Bordwick picks it up. Now to Edwards out high on the right side for Quincy. 30 seconds to play. In the paint to Anders. Fakes left, goes right, lays it up off the glass. No good. Nelson comes away with the rebound. Put back, no good. Rebound tipped out by Emily Minor, but Bordwick comes away with it. Puts up the 10-footer in the lane. That's no good, and Yvonne Mixon pulls the rebound away this time. Bounces for Riley Jenkins. Riley Jenkins on the run left side. Gets to Riley Chalkley. Riley penetrates. Gets out to Andrea Sampson. Andrea to the free throw line. Pulls up with a 12-footer. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Nelson. Knocked away, though, by Andrea Sampson. Yvonne Mixon to Riley Jenkins. 15-footer up. Rolls off. No good. Emily Minor with the rebound. Put back up and in. At the buzzer. So the Streaks come away with a basket at the buzzer. After one, it is Galesburg 8, Quincy 2. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Town Erdith, Eric Gibson here at John Thiel Gym. Streaks lead 8-2 over the Quincy Blue Devils. Kelsey Legg on the right baseline with it, looks for help. Swings it to Andrea Sampson on the left wing, fires a three. That short, Chloe McCarthy has a rebound go off her hands. Run down by Yvonne Mixon, tried to bounce for Emily Miner, stolen away by Bordewick for Quincy. Quickly the other way, Edwards runs down, lays it up, no, but a foul's going to be called. Is it on Chloe? Did she get the bump call? I can't tell if he's saying 22 or 32.
32, yep. It's Chloe.
So Chloe McCarthy picks up her first foul. That will put Olivia Edwards at the free throw line with two shots. They were 0-for-2 in the first quarter. Bree Bordewick missed two. Actually, the first one, I guess that didn't count because she had a lane violation. First shot for Edwards is up and in. That's her first point. Make it 8-3 Streaks.
The good thing is the Streaks limited them to 2 points in the first quarter. Yeah. The bad thing is the Streaks only scored 8 themselves.
Second shot for Edwards is up and good.
It's one of those quarters that you really hope that you put 20 on the board.
Chloe McCarthy left wing with it to Kelsey Legg out between the circles. She'll set the offense. Quincy still sticking with that 1-2-2 zone. Kelsey with it out high right side. Andrea Sampson.
The weird thing about their 1-2-2 zone, though, is the top of it sinks into the free throw line.
Nice pass. Chloe McCarthy gives to Yvonne Mixon down on the right block. She gets it up and in. She's got four. Yeah, it's almost like, I don't know what you call it, it's almost like a 1-4.
Right.
This is Anders with it. Gives to Edwards. She'll dribble right to the free throw line. Right wing it goes to Bordewick. Now Nelson, now top of the key. Anders, left wing. This is Sapp. Now it's Edwards with it. She's got it on the wing on the left side. Gives to Anders out high left side with under 7 minutes to play in the half. 10-4 streak. Sapp left wing working against Kelsey Legg. Traveled, no call. Bounce for Nelson down on the block. Spun, left-handed hook up and in.
Nice move by Nelson.
Sir Nelson's first basket. Quickly back the other way. Chloe McCarthy on the feed from Kelsey Legg. Lays it up and in on the left side. First basket for Chloe. And make it 12-6 streaks with 6.5 to play in the first half. Anders with it. Streaks doing a nice job of running up the Blue Devils back after a made basket. Blue Devils with their back to it, and Streaks hustling up the court. Sapp on the left wing. Out high left side to Anders with 6:10 to play in the half. Bordewick out high right side. 12-6 is the Streaks lead. Final regular season game. At the free throw line, Edwards down the right side of the lane. Scoops it up. No, and a foul is going to be called on Chloe McCarthy.
It went in.
So Edwards with the basket, and she'll have a chance at the traditional three-point play. Oh, no, they called it on Andrea, excuse me. That's her first foul. 12-8 streak, 6:03 to play.
They did? Did they call it Andrea? Because she doesn't have one on the board right now.
Oh, okay. Does Chloe have?
Kelsey,
no, they don't have Chloe for two. Oh, because Andrea came out, that's why. Oh, no, she's still in there.
Yeah, 22 still up there.
Oh, well, maybe, yeah, she's still
in the
game.
I don't know who they gave that to.
Well, let's see. Well, Chloe's out now, so they don't, there's not two up there for her. But Edwards' free throw is up and good, so they cut it to a three-point lead with 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Megan Lingenfelter in, Deja Range in for the Streaks, along with Andrea Sampson, Emily Meinert, and Kelsey Legg. Kelsey tried to bounce a free throw line to Deja, got tapped away by Anders, and she comes away with it. Anders
tough,
between the circles.
Tough pass right there. She tried to enter it with a bounce pass at the free throw line. It's a tough one to get anyway, and then the defender was able to get her hands down on it.
Anders top of the key over the top to Nelson down on the left block, puts it up and in. Nice high-low play there. Nelson with a quick four-point run, make it 12-11.
After the teams combined for only 10 points in the first quarter, they've already combined for 13 points in the minute, 2.5 minutes we played this quarter.
Megan Lingenfelter, three-pointer left baseline, too strong, but Emily Miner with a rebound. Now it's Kelsey Legg between the circles. Kelsey to Emily at the free throw line. Kicks out to Andrea, right wing, long three-pointer, bounces off, no good.
Now, the same thing happened.
Exactly. Yep. Emily went up for the rebound. The girl in front of her pulled it down, got her hands off, pulled it down, and it pulled Emily's arms down onto her. And it was an over the back, and I would say that is the correct call.
Right.
But last time, you got
to pick one or the other.
Right, right. So that's two now on Emily. Quickly, that will bring Yvonne Mixon back into the lineup for the Streaks. Well, Quincy with a chance to have their first lead here tonight, trailing 12-11, 5 minutes to play first half. Nelson with it out high right side. Bounces for Anders, top of the key. Out high right side, it's Edwards down to Nelson. spins in the paints, throws up a wild shot with a right hand, kind of scooped it out of there, no good. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound for the Streaks. Yvonne, one of the seniors, she'll play at Carl Sandburg College next year and plans on moving on to Harris Stowe University in St. Louis to study mortuary science after she's out of Carl Sandburg. Yeah.
You don't hear a lot of high school kids going into mortuary science anymore.
Nope. Now a pass from Kelsey Lake, kicked away. Streaks will have it on the left baseline as Borderwick checks back in. She'll replace Nelson, so they'll have a... into the lineup is Kaylee Carruthers, 5'10 junior. And checking in for the first time, Kate Chevalier, 5'8 freshman. She'll replace Edwards. So a little shorter lineup for the Blue Devils. 4:34 to play first half. Streaks with a 12-11 lead. Andrea Sampson inbound from the left baseline to Deja Range left wing. Now Yvonne Mixon out high left side to Kelsey Legg between the circles. Left wing Andrea fires a three. There you go. That got the lid off. She was the last starter not to have scored, and now all five starters have scored in the game. 15-11 Streaks.
Streaks needed that, too, because they had been on a bit of a cold spell. It was 12-6, and then five straight points for the Blue Devils.
Anders looked like she traveled in the lane, took an extra step there, and scooped a shot up and in. Stephanie Anders with her first basket. Now Megan Lingenfelter for three left wing. That's a little short. Then the rebound comes down to Borderwick for the Blue Devils. Now it's Anders across midcourt left side. Under 4 minutes to play in the half. 15-13 Streaks. Out high right side. This is Chevalier. Espinoza back in. She's got it between the circles working against Andrea Sampson. Now to Anders between the circles and a travel again. But they got a timeout called. 30-second timeout called by Martin Pazanin. 3:46 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 15-13 lead. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of a lifetime warranty. They provide our transportation when we take road trips like we'll be doing next Wednesday night. The Streaks will play down in Macomb in their regional opener. They'll take on the Canton Little Giants. The winner will move on to the championship. And it's a little bit different format. For some reason, the way Macomb has it set up, it's almost always been a Monday play-in game, Tuesday, and sometimes a Wednesday semifinal, then the finals on Thursday. But this year, semifinals are Wednesday and the finals on Friday.
Well, if you remember, it was always half the regional played a Friday championship, the other half Friday championship, the other half the sectional played a Thursday. Because last year, in fact, after we won the regional, the next night I went and watched Morton and Peoria.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And I don't know if that's partly because, you know, the boys are playing. They don't want to split their crowds or something. But this year it will be on Friday. They get it down to Nelson on the block. Can't hit the shot. And Yvonne Mixon hustles away for the rebound. It got pushed to the floor. Foul's going to go against Sarah Nelson. That'll be her first. Second team foul on the Blue Devils. Six on the Streaks. 3:33 to play in the first half. Streaks with a 15-13 lead.
Yvonne really getting after the boards here on her senior night. She's at 8 now.
I don't know if Harris Stowe has basketball or not. I don't know if she's not planning on playing or planning on playing. I'm not sure. Andrea for three, right wing, too strong. Rebound comes out long. Espinoza comes away with it and fell out of bounds. Tried to hustle after it and dove and slid out of bounds with it.
Never really got possession either. Andrea shot that, right?
Yes. And Andrea, I think, was the one that kind of tapped that ball, and Espinoza was not able to get control of it. And is she going to go to the bench? Nope. Anders is coming in. Espinoza kind of got up limping. Marty Flaherty, the official, asking her if she's okay. She says yes. She's going to keep playing. 3:16 to play first half. 15-13 Streaks. Kelsey Legg with it in the center circle. Gets the 1-2-2 zone to Yvonne Mixon out high left side. Swing it to Andrea Sampson on the right wing. Back out to Kelsey Legg. Now it's Megan Lingenfelter out high left side. Left baseline. Andrea Sampson bounces for Days of Range. Dribbles in off the glass.
Oh,
got it,
what
and
a
she's
take.
Fouled.
That was a strong take right there by Deja Range.
Foul's going to go against Olivia Edwards, and Deja got it up off the glass and in, and she'll have the chance at the three-point play. 17-13 Streaks, 3:01 to play first half. Nice move by Deja Range. Good feed from Andrea Sampson.
That's a kind of strong move that makes Dad happy.
Yep, absolutely. The only thing missing was the dunk.
Right.
Out high left side, this is Espinoza. But Andrea made that nice pass. She did it on the baseline side because of the way Deja had gotten herself posted up with the position. It was a really nice pass and set her up perfectly to take it in, and the strong up there with it. Espinoza with it out high on the left side for the Blue Devils. 17-13 Streaks, 2:35 to play first half. Anders in the paint to Edwards, puts up a shot, missed it. And I thought she might have traveled anyway. And the rebound comes away to Yvonne Mixon once again. Kelsey Legg down court to Megan Lingenfelter, and they said she stepped on the sideline. I wasn't sure. She kind of lost her balance, but as she was getting rid of the ball, then I thought she stepped on the sideline after that, but they say she stepped on it before that. So back to the Blue Devils. How many turnovers are we at?
Seven. I was just going to say
it
that.
It feels like more.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know why. Like more. Nelson out high right side for the Streaks. Top of the key, it's Anders. Didn't she just drag her pivot foot when she did that?
Somehow, they've only have two turnovers, but I feel like every time they get the ball, they turn it over.
Nice
defense.
What a block by Yvonne Mixon. Nelson backed her way in. Yvonne got the block, but Nelson able to get the rebound and put it back in. But that was a great defensive play by Yvonne after they just let Nelson kind of clear out. She put her rear end into her and just kept backing her away. 17-15 Streaks, 1:50 to play in the half. Andrea Sampson, right baseline, Megan Lingefelter. Swing it to Kelsey Legg, left wing. Kelsey back to Megan, right baseline. Megan to Andrea Sampson out high right side. Andrea penetrates, stops, pulls up with a 15-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Edwards for Quincy. 1.5 minutes to play in the half. 17-15 Streaks. Edwards, top of the key, stops, holds on, gives to Anders. Anders dribbles to the free throw line, spins back the other way, stolen away from behind by, guess who, Yvonne Mixon.
And Yvonne almost made that look like the laziest steal ever. She kind of picked it and just slowly picked the ball up and just kind of like she knew she had an easy
steal. I think I'll take that. Megan Lingefelter, top of the key, right wing, Kelsey Legg. Kelsey goes toward the baseline, now picks up, swings it to Andrea on the left wing. Andrea Sampson on the dribble, picks up. Now to Megan Lingefelter between the circles, under a minute to play. Right wing, Kelsey Legg. Kicks out to Megan Lingefelter. She goes to the wing now on the dribble, picks up. Swings it to Kelsey Legg, left baseline. Kelsey goes to the wing. Swings it back to Megan, right baseline. She'll fire the three. Ooh. That's too strong, and the rebound bounces around. Finally, Nelson comes away with it. With 40 seconds to play in the half, and the Streaks with a 17-15 lead.
See if Quincy holds for one. It doesn't look like they're going to.
Anders walks it up, now gives to Nelson out high right side. Now it's Borderwick, top of the key to Anders in the paint, to drive on the right side. Shot blocked by Kelsey Legg. Kelsey with a rebound. 22 seconds to play. Kelsey on the dribble, getting pushed down the sideline. No call. Finally gets it across midcourt. Anders reaches on her again, and no call. Kelsey finally gives way to Andrea Sampson. Now Kelsey has it out near midcourt on the right side with 10 seconds to play. Streaks will trigger from there. Now with 8. Kelsey to Andrea with 6. Now Megan on the left wing with 4. Swing it to Andrea. Right wing. Fires a 3. Good! Just before the buzzer. Nice ball movement by the Streaks. Megan Lingefelter, and they had Andrea at the top of the key, and when Kelsey swung it over to the left wing to Megan, she and Andrea switched places. The defense didn't pick up on that. Andrea with a wide open three nails it. We have played one half of basketball. That's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 20, the Quincy Blue Devils 15. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard, our halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead at 20-15 here on Senior Night, final regular season game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
When you buy tires at the all-new Galesburg Toyota, you're driving along, the ride is smooth. Your wife wants to go shopping and your four-year-old wants ice cream. Sure thing, girls. Daddy has extra money because he bought 3 tires and got one for a buck at Galesburg Toyota. And when you get tires from the other guys, your wife still wants to shop and your kids still want ice cream. But you don't have any extra money because you spent it all on tires. So the kids start crying and your wife starts cranking. And you realize you should have bought 3 tires and got one for a buck at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Blue Devils 20-15, final regular season game, senior night here at John Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith there, Gibson, glad to have you along with us here. Streaks were up 8-2 at the end of the first quarter, were outscored 13-12 in that second quarter, but hold on to the 20-15 lead. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks sophomore is a winner here tonight, 60-46, the final in that one. The other Western Big Six game tonight has Rock Island and United Township, and I'm not sure where they're playing that one at, actually. I know I looked at it earlier, and I don't remember.
I bet it's being played in the cities.
That's a good guess. Good guess. Probably on the Illinois side is my guess as well. But Rocky and UT, and of course Rocky's, no matter what happens tonight, they've wrapped up the Western Big Six championship, and Moline has wrapped up second place in the Western Big Six. United Township has wrapped up third. So the Streaks playing for fourth place here tonight, as they and the Blue Devils both have three wins in the Western Big Six. Let's see. Here's what the upcoming schedule looks like. And when we finish our broadcast here tonight, we're going to bring you the rest of the Illinois Fighting Illini game. The Illini playing host to the Wisconsin Badgers tonight down at State Farm Center. And that one's scheduled to tip off at 8 o'clock. So we'll get a good chunk of that game in for you here tonight, if not most of it. So we'll pick that up once we're done with our broadcast here tonight. The Illinois Fighting Illini and the Wisconsin Badgers. And no, I won't make any bets with Coach Massey. But if the Illini play the way they have been, got a pretty good shot of winning that game. We'll give them credit.
Well, they should. They right. should have a good chance. However, if they play like they played in the last 10 minutes of the first half against Ohio State,
yeah,
then no.
Yeah. All right. What else is coming up? Well, of course, tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys basketball here on WGIL. They will play host to the Alleman Pioneers. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheesman will be here for that one. 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. And they're going to be honoring the 58 and the 98 teams here tomorrow night. Those players, hopefully a lot of them will be here and in attendance to watch the Streaks tomorrow night. And then, let's see, coming up on Sunday, the Illini will play host to the Penn State Nittany Lions. That'll be a 5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock tip. And then a weird Tuesday night conference game. The boys will be on the road at Rock Island next Tuesday night. So I guess we're kind of lucky that we don't have a conflict that night with the girls, because we thought the regional semifinal would be Tuesday night, but it's going to be Wednesday. So Tuesday night, the boys will play at Rock Island. Brad and Steve will have that. Then Wednesday night, let's see. Well, Illinois does play at Indiana, but the girls will be playing on Wednesday night. Their regional opener, they'll take on the Canton Little Giants. That game will be down at McComb. And the winner will move on to the Friday night championship game against the winner of Dunlap, and that'll be against whoever the play-in game between McComb and who's the other one?
Quincy Notre Dame.
So I would guess Quincy Notre Dame. They've had a pretty decent season, and Coach Massey said he thought they should have been seated higher than they were. I think he said he was the only one that seated them up a little higher than they were. Although McComb has invented this new kind of basketball, it's called the system where they shoot a lot of three pointers.
According to the PJ Star, it's revolutionary. Yeah. Never seen it before, unless you watch Galesburg
right.
for a number of years.
Exactly. And nobody's putting up the kind of numbers Jessica Howard did, or some of those teams did either, speaking of that team. But anyway, so that's our schedule. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'll come back with our halftime stats. Streaks lead 20-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Stick it to me.
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win cash.
Just like Kelly Norris of Abingdon, who won $40. Christina Cooley of Galesburg, who won $20. Cecil Retnauer of Galesburg, who won $30. And Brian Yeast of Galesburg, who won $25.
Pick up your free WGIL button today at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And the all-new Galesburg Toyota on North Seminary Street. Learn more at WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business.
and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. So now you can save for a
weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
Sure.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With grandma, of course. Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get any size soft drink or sweet tea just $1 each. A two-piece buttermilk crispy tender is only $2. Or a sausage McMuffin with egg, just $3. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Did you know Dave's Auto Body sells tires? And when you buy four tires, we'll give you four-wheel alignment free for life. Come in and ask for a quote today.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, where you can receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in 5 non-perishable items. For our local food pantry, a winter weather advisory in effect from midnight tonight until 6 p.m. tomorrow for Knox, Stark, Warren, and Henderson counties, as well as winter storm warning in effect from now until 6 p.m. tomorrow for Henry County. Cloudy for tonight with a chance of snow and a low of 21 currently in downtown Galesburg. It's 24 degrees.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show with Oliver Hilmes, who's written Berlin 1936, 16 days in August.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Fight in Illini on WGIL.
Back at John Thiel, Jim, Tom Aerith there. Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Blue Devils 20-15. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. First off, Streaks, pretty balanced attack. 6 points for Andrea Sampson on a couple of threes. 4 points for Emily Meinert and Yvonne Mixon, each on two baskets. 2 points apiece for Kelsey Lake, Chloe McCarthy, and Deja Range. 2 3-pointers. Streaks only attempted one free throw. They were 0-for-1. For Quincy, 6 points for Sarah Nelson on three baskets. 5 for Olivia Edwards on a basket. 3 for 3 from the line. 2 points apiece for Bree Bordewick and Stephanie Enders. 2 for 3 from the line. No 3-pointers.
3 turnovers in that first half for Quincy, 7 for the Streaks. They were able to kind of stymie the damage for a while there. They got kind of sloppy, but able to pull it back midway through the second. Streaks out-rebounded the Blue Devils 20-17. Offensive boards were even at 6 apiece. Quincy shot at 6 of 25 from the field, including 0 of 4 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, were 9 of 24, 2 of 12 from distance.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Quincy with the basketball to start the second half. Streaks are about the same way they started the game. Yvonne Mixon, Emily Meinert, Andrea Sampson, Kelsey Lake, Chloe McCarthy. This is Edwards with it. In the paint it goes to Espinoza. Traveled and they didn't call it. She got the ball, got caught between two Streaks and took a couple of steps around him without dribbling. Kicks it out. Now Edwards has it. Top of the key. Out high right side to Espinoza. She hit a couple of threes. We know she can shoot the three. She hit a couple against us when we played down there. Bordewick left wing, Nelson top of the key. Now to Espinoza out high on the right side to Edwards down the right side of the lane. Put it up off the glass. No rebound in the hands of Emily Meinert. Knocked away by Bordewick, but it goes out of bounds. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. I don't mind when they've got Nelson playing out on the perimeter and putting their guards in there to post up.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me a bit. This is Kelsey Lake. Backdoor pass to Yvonne Mixon going toward the basket. Just a little bit too high. That was a nice thought. A little bit hard on the pass, but it's going to go back to the Blue Devils, and the peak, Streaks will pick up with full court press. It'll be Bordewick to inbound. Emily Meinert playing up on the ball. And it comes to Anders. Anders threw it behind Edwards. Espinoza saved it inbounds, and that she can't. That's a double dribble. She caught the ball. It bounced, and then she caught it. It bounced again, and then she started dribbling.
We've seen it called once all season.
Now Edwards has it in the paint. Shot blocked by Chloe McCarthy. Yvonne Mixon with another rebound.
That's her 10th.
Now Chloe McCarthy left wing. Penetrates baseline. Up off the glass. Short rebound. Tried to get her own rebound. It got knocked away. And Espinoza comes away with it for the Blue Devils. Espinoza on the run. Traveled again. Bounced it for Anders on the right wing. And she pulls out. Gives to Bordewick out high right side. 6.5 minutes to play. Third quarter. Streaks with a 20-15 lead. No score yet here in the second half. Anders between the circles. Out high left side to Edwards. Edwards finds Espinoza going down the left side of the lane. Can't hit the shot, but Yvonne Mixon's going to get called for the foul. I think she had that left hand down on the back of Anders as she slapped the shot away. That is the first on Yvonne. First team foul here in the second half. Kylie Espinoza goes to the free throw line with two shots. 6:27 to play here in quarter number three.
I thought we were running behind. Rocky UT still in the second quarter. It's 32-17.
Wow.
Rocky's up, and Crislin Carr has 17 points.
Man, what if there's a lot of whistles, I suppose. Maybe senior night there, too, whichever place they're playing at.
She, Crislin Carr is now 2,000 career points, which I'm guessing is both schools, obviously.
First free throw good, second one no good. Nelson with a rebound, missed a shot, but got her own rebound again. She is tough on the offensive glass. Now it's Anders with it. Yeah, that was counted because I read the article this morning in the Quad Cities Online, and that included her stint, her 2 years at Davenport West. This is Edwards, top of the key. To Nelson down on the right side. Shot blocked by Yvonne Mixon. Oh, they call a push.
Yeah,
Yvonne's hand is up and swatting at the ball, and they call a push.
Well, it was fortuitous for Ms. Carr that her family had to move to Rocky where there was another nationally ranked player playing.
Right, right. Second foul on Yvonne Mixon. Well, her brother had played at Rocky, and apparently, according to the article, she said, yeah, there was a lot of speculation, and people were telling me I should go play there. And she and Bree Beal had been friends growing up as Nelson hits the first free throw. Now 20-17 streak, 6:05 to play third quarter. Sarah Nelson at the free throw line, 6 foot junior. Second shot is up. That's short. The rebound comes down to Chloe McCarthy. Deja Range in for the streak. She replaced Emily Minard. So they do have Andrea Sampson for foul up there, so that one was on her.
There we go.
Kelsey Legg, right wing to Chloe McCarthy. No. She threw it into Yvonne.
Oh, okay, it's a foul. I thought he was going to call the kick.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
that's what I thought
something.
Too. Yeah, because the indication he made was a kick, and then he grabbed his wrist. I guess that was just his motion to grab his wrist. He had to kick his leg because he called a kick as Yvonne was receiving the ball.
Right, in good position to score.
Who was that on?
It was on Bordewick.
Okay, that's her first. Andrea Sampson penetrates, puts it up. No, but she's fouled. A push on Kylie Espinoza. So Espinoza with her first, and now two team fouls on Quincy in the second half. Andrea Sampson goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 6 points on a couple of three-pointers, including one to end the first half. 20-17 streaks. First shot is up and good for Andrea. Bree Sapp back in for Quincy. They've got two Brees on their team, spelled the same way, B-R-E. I'm assuming short for Brianna, something like that. They've got a Brin also, B-R-I-N. Second shot for Andrea, up and good as well. So eight for Andrea Sampson, 22-17 streaks, full court pressure. Deja Range up playing the ball. Bordewick inbounds to Edwards. And a near steal, Kelsey Lake knocked it away. Deja Range comes up with it. Now Chloe McCarthy left wing. Great hustle by Kelsey. Right wing, Andrea Sampson, wide open three, short. And a rebound tapped up by Yvonne Mixon, but Anders comes away with it. That was right on target for Andrea, just a little bit short. Anders fires a three top of the key. That one rolls off no good. Yvonne Mixon skies for the rebound. Outlets to Chloe McCarthy. Now back to Kelsey Legg, who will bring it up for the streaks.
11 rebounds now for Yvonne.
Yvonne swings it to Andrea. Now at high, Kelsey Legg, left wing, Chloe McCarthy. Left baseline, Andrea Sampson. Faked out Bordewick. I don't think Andrea realized she could have driven baseline that time. Now Andrea bounces for Yvonne. Turns up, five-footer up and good. Kind of hit the underside of the front of the rim and rolled it up and over. And now Yvonne's got six, so 4 points away from a double-double. Ball knocked away by Kelsey Legg on the full-court pressure. Goes out of bounds. It'll go back to the Blue Devils as Emily Minert and Megan Lingenfelter check back in. They'll replace Yvonne Mixon and Chloe McCarthy. Riley Jenkins in to give Kelsey Legg a breather. Kelsey gets a nice hand from the streak faithful. 4:49 to play in the third, 24-17 streaks.
Nobody.
Libby Edwards looks like she's sucking air down here on the left side.
Yeah, or injured, one or the
other.
Yeah.
Well, she seems to be running fine.
Yeah.
Now she's got it on the right wing. I don't know, maybe that this full court pressure is kind of bothering her. I don't know. This is Sapp with it, right side, going to Edwards, and wow. Didn't she touch it? Edwards kind of tripped going after the ball, and I thought she had touched it in the process. We're going to say it went out on the streaks last.
Well, generally, my rule of thumb is if a player is charging that hard after a loose ball, it usually means it went off them.
Yeah.
But
Inbound comes to Edwards out between the circles. 4.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Emily Miner knocks the pass away. They tried to get it to Nelson over the top. Deja Range comes away with it. Now it is Riley Jenkins with it. Now it's Andrea Sampson right of the center circle. Andrea, right wing, Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it back out front between the circles. Quincy is stuck with this 1-2-2 zone or different forms of it. They kind of move it around. Sometimes it looks like a 2-3. Right baseline, Megan Lingefelter back in for the Streaks. Now it's Andrea Sampson out high right side. Thought about the long three, didn't pull the trigger. Andrea has it on the wing, bounces to Riley Jenkins, top of the key, left wing. It goes to Megan Lingefelter, to Emily Miner just inside the free throw line, lost the handle on it, but Andrea Sampson comes up with it, bounces for Emily, but that one's stolen away by Edwards. Edwards on the run, bounces for Anders, right side, lays it up, and got it. That is Anders' second basket. She's got 4-24-19 streaks, 3.5 minutes to play here in quarter number three. Riley Jenkins and Megan Lingefelter out high left side. Megan puts on the floor, gives to Andrea Sampson, left wing. Andrea back to Megan out high on the left side. Now to Riley Jenkins, left wing. She fires a wide open three. That one's too strong, and Borderwick with a rebound.
I like the confidence, though, because earlier in the season, Riley wouldn't even have thought about that shot. Now she's starting to get a little bit more comfortable at the varsity level. She's willing to look for her shot.
And more often than not, we've seen her make those. Maybe not quite that far, but she's made a lot. Edwards in the paint. 10-footer is no good. Megan Lingefelter with a rebound. Under 3 minutes to play. Third quarter, 24-19 streaks. Riley Jenkins left of the center circle. Back on high right side, Andrea Sampson to Deja Range at the free throw line. Deja bounces for Riley on the left baseline. Riley Jenkins penetrates, kicks over to Megan Lingefelter, right baseline for three. Good! Megan Lingefelter, one of the six seniors here tonight, puts the streaks up by 8, 27-19. Now Nelson able to get the ball in the long pass in midcourt. Down to Edwards on the left side. Drives into the paint. Little baby hook is no good. Rebound tapped out. Sapp comes away for the Blue Devils. She's got it on the right wing. Kicks out to Borderwick. Borderwick to Anders. And these Quincy girls actually are starting to look tired.
Yeah, they are.
Anders and Edwards. Now it's Sapp down the left side. Couldn't hit the shot, but she's fouled by the other freshman, Riley Jenkins. That'll be the first foul on Riley. And so Bree Sapp will go to the free throw line with two shots, 2:17 to play in the quarter, 27-19 as the Streaks lead.
How did she catch the ball with her back to the basket at the end line, the volleyball end line, and get to the rim without ever putting the ball on the floor?
I'm not sure. Free throw up. First one is good for Bree Sapp.
Like, if it was LeBron, I'd understand. But...
Four new streaks in. Kelsey Legg back in. Chloe McCarthy, Yvonne Mixon, and Lauren Campbell in there with Emily Miner. 27-20, streaks lead.
I believe Anna Gugliotta is the only senior that hasn't played
yet. Second shot is up and in for Bree Sapp. And a full timeout called by Quincy. We'll take one as well. 2:17 to play third quarter. It's Galesburg 27, Quincy 21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
2:17 to play third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Blue Devils 27-21. Senior night, final regular season game here at John Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here tonight. Regional opener next Wednesday night. Streaks will play down at Macomb, and they will take on the Canton Little Giants, team we saw earlier in the season. We didn't play a great game against them, but I think we got about as good a draw as you could expect. We'll talk more about that in the postgame, though. Kelsey Lake with it. Dribbles right, gives to Chloe McCarthy on the right wing. Back out to Kelsey on high right side, to Lauren Campbell on high on the left side. Dribbles to the wing, back to Kelsey between the circles. Kelsey Legg directs some traffic, dribbles left. Now to Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Now right wing, Lauren Campbell. Back to Chloe, top of the key, left wing, Kelsey Legg. Kelsey, swing it over to Lauren Campbell, right baseline. Now it's Chloe McCarthy with it. Chloe stops, gives Yvonne Mixon to the free throw line. Now Kelsey Legg, left wing. She'll bring it back out between the circles and reset with less than 2 minutes to play in the third.
It almost looks like the Streaks are taking a little bit of air out of the ball.
right baseline. Lauren Campbell probably could have fired the three, didn't do it.
That's what I'm saying.
These girls are going to be worn out the way they're running back and forth on the zone because they're trying to close out.
And that's why I'm wondering if that's what the streaks are doing, because Lauren hasn't even looked at three.
She does and nails it. Lauren Campbell from the left baseline puts it up and in. She was more open, I think, on the right baseline, but she still put it up.
Yeah, she was more open twice on the right baseline.
Anders, down court it goes to Kaylee Carruthers, who's in, runs down, lays it up and in.
That's one where I wonder if Ivanka got in position to take a charge because she beat her down there pretty easily.
Yeah, well, and she's got two fouls already, so I don't know if she's going to pick up that third. But
That is a consideration you got to take there, because if it's a bad call.
30-23 streaks, 53 seconds to play third quarter. Kelsey Legg, right wing over to left wing to Chloe McCarthy. Top of the key, Lauren Campbell. She'll direct some traffic. She goes to the wing, picks up. Now to Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Left wing, Kelsey Legg. 40 seconds to play. Swing it back to Lauren Campbell, right wing. Now she'll fire another three, short on that one. But Yvonne Mixon with a rebound, put back up and in. Yvonne with 8. 2 points away from another double-double, already in double figures in rebounds. 32-23 streaks, our first palindrome we've had, at least being on the good side for a while. Now a steal by Lauren Campbell, lays it up, rolls off, no good. Gets her own rebound, lays it up, good! Lauren Campbell, a quick five-point run, streaks with her biggest lead, 34-23, and now a timeout with 13.2 seconds left. Martin Pazanin calls a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Galesburg 34, Quincy 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL. Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
13.2 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The Streaks with a 34-23 lead. An interesting timeout. Just one timeout left now for Martin Pazanin. And 13 seconds at the end of the quarter.
Right. And a good sign for the Streaks. They've outscored their total from the last time they played Quincy.
So 34-23 Streaks lead. They'll come out with full court pressure again.
Three-quarter court.
And they're more token this time. 12 seconds. Anders across midcourt right side. Now with 9. Anders on the dribble with 7. To Espinosa, top of the key, Borderwick with 4, left wing. Three-pointer blocked by Yvonne Mixon. Rebound comes down to Chevalier, and the time runs out as Chloe McCarthy comes away with it. We have played three quarters of basketball. Galesburg 34, Quincy 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball at 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's one of those things you have to try on.
I told you, I'm never going swimsuit shopping with you again.
I'm talking about sunglasses.
Go on.
Designer sunglasses.
Even better. I never leave the house without my shades. Mostly because I never have time to do my eye makeup.
Well, that's good, because you really do need to protect your eyes from the sun. And Kehoe Eye Care carries all the best brands. Coach, Vera Bradley, Ray-Ban, Oakley, and Maui Jim.
Can you get them with prescription lenses?
Is coffee the most important food group?
So why are we still talking? Let's go try on.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at courtrightconstruction.com.
If you feel like you've tried everything to fill positions at your business, it's time to try radio. Find out how you can affordably have the attention of thousands of people on a daily basis and get your position filled at galesburg.info. Keyword, jobs.
Congratulations to Mary Gear of Abingdon. Mary was spotted wearing the gray WGIL button and won $50 cash. You can win too. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Streak for the basketball to start the fourth quarter, leading 34. Nice dish inside Yvonne Mixon, and she has got another double-double, 10 points, and what is she, 12 rebounds?
She's up to 12 rebounds, yep.
Streaks lead 36-23. I was just during the break talking to Joe Eicher, Josh's dad, saying Josh is going to be running for the Fighting Illini this weekend at Iowa State at an indoor meet. Now a steal by Yvonne Mixon. Yvonne thinking about that day's Auto Body crunch time player of the game. Kelsey Legg with it. Left wing goes to Anna Gugliotta, the other streak senior, finally into the ball game here tonight. Kelsey Legg on the left side on the dribble. Quincy sticking with that zone. Anna Gugliotta, they're going to try to work it back and forth. Nice dish from Anna to Yvonne Mixon. A right block lays it up and in. So an assist for Anna Gugliotta. 38-23 streak. 7:05 to play in the ball game.
Streak starting to run away with this one.
Down the left side, Anders gets they're going to call a bump on Kelsey Legg, which the only reason I find that funny because they've actually been fairly consistent tonight. They made that one call, toward the end of the first quarter, but otherwise they've been letting it go, and then they call it that time. That is just the second foul on Kelsey. Megan Lingenfelter in, she'll replace Anna Gugliotta. I thought maybe they were going to try to work it like they did for Lauren Campbell and get Anna the open three, but she saw Yvonne open underneath when they tried to close out on her and made the nice pass for the assist. Inbound comes to Edwards, now to Nelson down on the right block, puts it up and missed it. And the rebound's going to go off Andrea Sampson laps. It'll go back to the Blue Devils.
Sarah Nelson, just 3 of 12 from the field.
Wow. And I think in great part due to she's bothered by Yvonne Mixon and Emily Miner down there a lot of times. Left baseline, this is Anders with it, working against Kelsey Legg, takes it out to the wing, now top of the key. Out high right side, it goes to Olivia Edwards. Now to Bree Borderwick down to the right block. Fakes, and that was an anticipation call because I thought Borderwick maybe traveled. She faked, and then right before she went up for the shot, he blew the whistle and called a foul on Emily Miner before she even went up with a shot.
I think that's what Coach Massey's saying, too.
Yeah, because Coach Massey's saying she was straight up and down, so Borderwick's going to the free throw. I mean, it was an anticipation call, that's for sure. Now he's having a laugh with Marty Flaherty. First free throw from Borderwick is up and good. That's the first one she's hit here tonight. She got called for being on the line on her first attempt early in the game and missed her second. 6:44 to play, 38-24 streaks. Bree Borderwick at the free throw line, 5'8 senior. Second shot is up, and that one is good as well. And now it'll be the other Bree Sapp, checking in, 5'6 freshman. She replaces Kylie Espinoza. We're kind of looking up and down the roster. Kaylee Osbalent, who's a junior and been playing since she was a freshman, she's not even on the roster anymore. She's on the roster we have here, but on the media guide Quincy puts out, she's not on there, so we don't know if she quit or got hurt and she's out. Now a dish from Andrea Sampson to Emily Miner down to the right block. Emily lays it up and in. She's got 6 of the ball game, 40-25 streaks. Full court pressure. This is Anders. Nearly double dribble. Now gets it across on the run. Down the right side and traveled again. No call. Now bounces for Edwards, and she lays it up and in on the left side.
Well, I'll tell you, the well is wide open right now. If they just keep feeding the baseline side of the post player, for some reason, Quincy hasn't figured it out yet.
Now the streak's turned over. Edwards comes away with it with 6 minutes to play. Edwards left baseline to Anders. Anders penetrates, puts it up, missed it. Rebound, Megan Lingenfelter. Now they're going to call a reach on Anders. That's kind of a ticky-tack one there, but we'll take it. Anders' second foul.
Just a third team foul.
Yeah, 3 team fouls down the Blue Devils here in the second half. Checking back in is Kaylee Carruthers, 5'10 junior. She'll replace Sarah Nelson. 5:55 to play. Anders is and Edwards both bending over, holding their shorts. They both look really, really winded. They're doing the majority of the ball handling against this full-court pressure. And a lot of the running on this zone defense back and forth. Kelsey Legg out high right side, top of the key. Andrea Sampson fakes the three, dribbles left, gets a pick from Emily Miner, steps back, fires a three, short, rebound. Emily Miner hustles and runs it down, had to save it in bounds, though. Carruthers comes away with it for the Blue Devils. 40-27 streaks, 5.5 to play in the ballgame. Anders, top of the key, out high right side to Edwards. Edwards to Carruthers, top of the key. Now it's Anders at the free throw line, stops, fires a 15-footer, good. Stephanie Anders with 6 in the ball game, 40-29. 5:14 to play. And Coach Massey calls the timeout. Saw something he didn't like there. And this is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:11 to play. Galesburg 40, Quincy 29. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
No, a one-minute timeout is not a long enough time to eat a brownie, so I'm set those aside.
I thought we were supposed to share one. I didn't know you had your own bag over there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, I shouldn't have told you. I should have shared your bag.
Yeah, that's what I was – initially, that's what I thought the plan was, and then I look over, and you've got your own bag over there.
Well, thanks again to some of the streak parents and the players, and we appreciate what they did for us here tonight, and didn't have to do that. We like doing this, and now we got a foul as Stephanie Andrews reaches in on Kelsey Legg, and actually, this is just the third team foul.
No, this is the fourth.
Okay, well, they just didn't add them. Well, they hadn't added. They just now added the third.
So
unless they missed one there, that's three on Anders.
Huh.
5:09 to play. Megan Lingenfelter to Kelsey Legg, right of the center circle.
Yeah, no, that does look right. No, I have three.
Okay.
Yeah, three. Okay, three is what they have. All right. No, I have four. I have one on Bordelich, too.
Andrea Sampson out on the left side. Getting some instructions from Coach Massey. Streaks, or Coach telling him to switch something up. Now Kelsey drives right, picks up, bounces for Yvonne, top of the key, over the top. It goes to Emily Minert, right side, up off the glass, got it! And she's fouled by Bordewick. I've got Bordewick for two now.
That was Yvonne?
Yeah, on the pass to Emily, yes. Yvonne with the assist. So nice job by Emily Minert, muscled it up there, took the contact. She's got eight and a chance for nine here. With a free throw, 42-29 streaks, 4:44 to play in the ball game.
Yeah, what I was saying was I have Bordewick for two in this half, Anders with two in this half, and Kylie Espinoza with one.
See, I only had, that was just, Bordewick two, and I don't know when I had her for the other one, though. Free throw no good. Quincy comes away with it. This is Anders. Dribbles, spins, kicks out to Carruthers. She'll swing it down to Edwards down on the right block, turns high up off the glass and in. Olivia Edwards with nine. Now Andrea Sampson, Emily Minert, right side, too far into the basket, missed the shot, but Yvonne Mixon there with a rebound and put back. 12 for Yvonne, 13 rebounds, is that right?
That is right.
44-31 streaks. Now Kelsey Legg with a steal. Kelsey on the run, streaks with numbers. Kelsey over the top to, nice defensive play by Bordewick, but Emily Minert gets it back anyway, up off the glass and in. She's got 10 now, making 46-31 streaks, and a near steal by Andrea Sampson. And they're going to say, I thought it went off of Anders last. I think Andrea thought the same thing, but the official said that it went off of Andrea Sampson last. So Quincy will bring it the length of the court.
Coach Massey going to back the defense off here after pressing there.
Under 4 minutes to play, 46-31 streaks. Anders brings it across left of the center circle. Right wing, it goes to Edwards. Edwards drives baseline, cut off by Megan Lingenfelter. 10-footer up and good. Nice shot by Olivia Edwards. Six in the quarter, 11 for the game. 46-33 streaks with 3:35 to play. Kelsey Legg will walk it up.
No reason to be in a hurry here.
Right wing, Andrea Sampson. Could have fired the three, held on to it, passed it back out. Now it's Kelsey Legg near the center circle. 3:20 to play. Kelsey dribbles right to the wing. Just Yvonne Mixon top.
Ooh,
oh, nice pass underneath Emily Minert. Couldn't quite hold on. Kind of a bullet pass there, and Emily wasn't quite ready for it. Anders comes away with it. Now to Edwards. Edwards in the paint. Puts up a five-footer. Bounces off, no good. And Yvonne Mixon with another rebound. To Kelsey Legg with under 3 minutes to play. And now she'll walk it in the center circle across midcourt. Bounces for Emily Minert on the right wing. Now Kelsey has it back out between the circles. Right wing, Andrea Sampson. Emily Minert out high right side. Kelsey Legg, top of the key, dribbles right. Gets a pick for Emily. Down the right side of the lane. Lays it up uncontested and in. That's four for Kelsey Legg. And timeout called by Coach Massey. Is he just trying to get some players in? What's he doing? No, he didn't have anybody at the scores table.
30-second
timeout called by Coach Massey with 2:39 to play. 48-33 streaks. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. When we hit the road, we... drive a nice Nissan, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Now, on all cars 5 years old or newer, now under 80,000 miles, that's right. It's a lifetime, pro-certified lifetime warranty, unlimited time, unlimited miles, and the best thing, no cost to you. That's right. Does not cost a penny for this lifetime warranty, Galesburg Nissan. Check them out at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. 2:39 to play, 48-33, streaks with the lead. And Quincy will bring it the length of the court. It'll be Borderwick to inbound. Streaks will drop back and pick up at midcourt. As coach has called the dogs off here, Anders will bring it up for the Blue Devils.
For now.
Right wing, it's Edwards. If they start to creep a little bit closer, I think that'll change. Now
right.
Nelson down on the right, or Borderwick on the right block, puts it up off the glass and in.
Because you know Quincy's not going to quit here.
That is true. Now they come out with full court pressure. Streaks not yet across. Finally, Kelsey Legg gets it across. Splits the defenders. Now has it out right at the center circle. They drop back into their zone. No, now they're in a man-to-man, looks like.
Oh, I don't like that call at all.
They call what?
They're going to call Yvonne for the foul. He's saying she put her leg out, but she didn't put her leg out. The girl just tripped trying to fight through the screen.
So Yvonne's third foul with 2:07 to play. Interesting. I didn't see what had happened. Anders with it out high left wing. It goes to Nelson.
Well, Kelsey left a little bit of space between her and the screen, and then what happened was her defender trying to fight through it tripped over Yvonne's leg.
Emily Miner knocks it away. Andrea Sampson comes up with it for Streaks. Now it's Kelsey Legg with 1:45 to play in the ball game. Out high left side, Megan Lingenfelter with it. Gives Emily Miner top of the key. She'll hand off to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey between their circles, bounces for Yvonne Mixon. Out high left side, it's Andrea Sampson. Streaks going to run a little weave, work some clock here with 1:30 to play. Andrea gives to Emily Miner, left of the center circle. She'll dribble right. Got to be careful with that left arm, Emily. She's got to push it off on Nelson there. Now Kelsey Legg on the dribble. Bounces for Emily Miner. Now it's Andrea Sampson with 1:17 to play. Andrea looking for some help, and Coach Massey calls a 30-second
timeout. Gives it to her. Gives her the help.
1:13 to play, 30-second timeout. Streaks with a 48-35 lead here on senior night, final regular season game as they lead the Quincy Blue Devils. Regional opens next week. Of course, you've had the 1A and 2A girls regionals going already. A lot of them got postponed on Monday night due to the snow, of course. I think there was only one in our area played, and that was a little bit south. There's already a lot of stuff being postponed
for tomorrow.
Some schools north of us, because they're going to get way more snow than we're supposed to get. But a lot of schools to the north already have been canceled, and some games already postponed. We'll see what happens by tomorrow night, because Alamut is supposed to come down here to play our boys. So we'll see what happens with that.
I saw a report that they might get as much as 20 inches up north.
Yeah, well, closer, like I think up in the Chicago area. I don't know if they're adding a lake effect snow or not, but
right.
That's boy, Kelsey Legg gets knocked to the floor, and a foul's going to be called. Is it Anders or Sapp? See which one it goes against. Just the 15 foul that goes against Bree Sapp. 1:10 to play. So yeah, but even just north here, like Henry County, I think they're talking possibly 10 to 12. And up toward the Quad City. So we're going to be on the very southern end of it, it looks like. So at least this morning they were saying 1 to 3 inches possible here. Andrea Sampson out near midcourt, right side. Trapped up, looks for help, and splits the trap and is able to get away. And a jump ball call. The official on the other side of the court, Andrea had split the trap and was getting ready to make the pass. I'm not sure how that was a jump ball. I mean, she did a good job, because that's what you're supposed to do. You fight your way through the trap without, like, knocking somebody over, and that's what she did, but... Jump ball, and the possession points toward Quincy with a less than a minute to play. This is going to be a good way for the Streaks to end their season here on a high note. Unfortunately, they couldn't get that game Monday, so they're actually above 500 heading into the tournament, but it's better than being below 500, that's for sure. Anders steps back, fires a three, missed it. Rebound bounces out long. Edwards comes away with it. 39 seconds to play. Bounces for Nelson. She puts it up and in. And Martin Pazanin calls a timeout. Now it's an 11-point game, 36.3 to play.
The plus is that's his last timeout, so
yeah.
We don't have to worry about that anymore.
Oh, this is a full, isn't it? We'll take one as well. 36.3 to play. Streaks lead 48-37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Furnace is broken.
There's a strange noise coming from my furnace.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too, irrespective of who installed your equipment originally. Plus, call them when you're ready for a new furnace. Maximize your heating system's efficiency and keep more money in your pocket. McConnell is an authorized Bryant dealer. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Bryant, whatever it takes.
You cannot have morals or principles only when it's convenient.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
36.3 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Quincy Blue Devils 48-37. Streaks will have the ball out of the timeout. Of course, Quincy will come out with full court pressure. And it'll be Megan Lingenfelter to inbound to Andrea Sampson. Back to Megan. Now Yvonne Mixon still in the backcourt to Andrea Sampson.
Look up.
Back to Megan Lingenfelter. Emily Miner was wide open down the court, and now they finally get it across to Kelsey Legg. Left wing to Yvonne with 25 to play.
I know you kind of want to run the clock out here, but yeah. Emily had an easy layup, and you'll trade 2 points for letting them have the ball again.
Kelsey Legg on the left wing with 15. Quincy still chasing, not quitting, as Kelsey gets knocked over at midcourt by Edwards. And that is just the sixth. Oh, no, that's the seventh. So Kelsey's got to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Not a whole lot of free throws shot in this game.
No, not at all.
And coming up when we're done with our post game, we're going to have Illinois Fighting Illini basketball. They're set to tip off at 8 o'clock. So we'll get probably most of that game in. Not all of it. We'll get most of it in. So Kelsey Legg at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Anna Gugliotta back in. Lexi Tucker checks in. Lauren Campbell checks in. Also, Caitlin Pendergast in for the Streaks. And Riley Chalkley waiting to check back in. So the Streaks get a nice hand from this home crowd here tonight. As Kelsey Legg will be at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. 48-37, Streaks lead, 12.3 seconds to play. First shot is up and good. 5 points for Kelsey tonight. 49-37. Second one up, good as well. And that will bring Riley Chalkley to replace Kelsey Legg, who also gets a nice hand.
Get the Streaks to a half a hundred.
50-37, 11 seconds to play. Anders will bring it up for the Blue Devils. Right wing to Edwards. She'll fire a three-pointer. That's short. Rebound, Caitlin Pendergast. 3 seconds to play. She'll hang on. Gives to Riley Chalkley with one. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks finish the regular season on a high note on senior night here at John Thiel Gym. Final game in front of the home fans. Final score, Galesburg 50, Quincy 37. We'll come back with our post-game show. When, we're not sure if we're going to get a chance to talk with head coach Evan Massey. Sometimes he'll send up some seniors. We'll see if that's what happens. But we'll get a chance to talk with somebody after the game. We'll run down our post-game stats and also name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 50-37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, where you can receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. A winter weather advisory in effect from midnight tonight until 6 p.m. tomorrow for Knox, Stark, Warren, and Henderson counties, as well as winter storm warning in effect from now until 6 p.m. tomorrow for Henry County. Cloudy for tonight with a chance of snow and a low of 21 currently in downtown Galesburg. It's 24 degrees.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Field Gym, the Streaks won it here tonight by a final of 50-37 to wrap up the regular season. Streaks are now 15-15 on the season, finishing fourth place in the Western Big Six Conference with a record of 4-6. Quincy drops to 15-11 to end the regular season, and they drop to 3-7 in the Western Big Six Conference. So the Streaks with a win here tonight, and good way to wrap up the regular season. Not a great game in the first half, but it wasn't nearly as sloppy in the second half. And the Streaks did a great job on both ends of the floor, and especially with that full court press and really moving the ball on the offensive end. And it was an impressive win here tonight over a team they had lost to earlier in the season.
Yeah, I think that the big thing for them was down there, it just looked like that they never got into the flow of the game. And in this game, it got off to a bit of a ragged start. And then midway through, I would say, the second quarter and then going into the third quarter, the Streaks seemed to finally find their game. And once they got it humming, there were times where it didn't look like Quincy was going to be able to get the ball down the court.
So the Streaks with a 50-37 win. Tomorrow night we have Silver Streak boys basketball scheduled here on WGIL. The Streaks scheduled to host the Alleman Pioneers. The weather will have a lot to do that. I don't know what Alleman's rule is if they don't have school, that they will still play, because you would think, I guess depending on how much they get, it might be okay by tomorrow night. But if they're getting like 10 inches or a foot of snow, that might be a different story. They might not be able to get down here. And I don't know if that would be a case where they would come down here Saturday, because I believe Alleman, they'll only have a week left in their season, because I think they're back down in 2A again, so they would only have a week left in the regular season, so they wouldn't have much time to get that one rescheduled. And the Streaks already play Rock Island next Tuesday night. So, Saturday would be the natural if that were to happen. But as of right now, that's still scheduled for tomorrow night. Brad Bedowitz and Steve Cheeseman, if that happens, we'll have it for you right here on WGIL around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 for the scheduled tip. Coming up, we'll have Illinois Fighting Illini basketball. They're scheduled to tip off in about 4 minutes, so we'll join that as soon as we're done with our postgame show here tonight. And, as Coach Massey's already up here with us, I say it's probably going to be a few minutes because it's the last game, but Coach joining us, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, congratulations on a really nice win here tonight over Quincy. A little bit sloppy, though, early in the ball game. But my goodness, you guys came out, especially in that second half. The full court pressure just did incredible things, and you guys moved the ball on the offensive end, I won't say flawlessly, but really well. And you guys actually kind of had them worn out running back and forth in that zone.
Yeah, very happy with things. I thought, what we've tried to sell the kids on is, Ann is right now, shooting the ball really well, and so it's kind of, you're open, shoot it. And she missed the first one and then didn't shoot as much. But with the other kids that were not shooting as well and have said, you still have to shoot it, but you don't have to shoot it every time you're open. And that understanding our posts are shooting 55 or 60% of the more times we can get it in. And I thought against the zone we did some nice things of where we really got the ball inside, and both Emily and Yvonne and Deja both finished off really nice inside.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. The key with the zone is with the ball moving, you get the zone moving one way with the ball going the other way. And at times, like you said, it was maybe a three for Andrea. Or even at times, I think at one time you put Anna Gugliotti in there, reverse it for her. Probably could have had a three, but she saw as the zone was shifting, and there was Yvonne right down there on the right block. Nice bounce pass, and she gets the score out of it.
Yeah, and, was happy. We wanted to make an effort to get, all six of the seniors in, and I think all of them got to play, two or three minutes, and they contributed to the win, and so happy for them that way. And it's a tough thing because everybody's different, and some players, hopefully they recognize and appreciate that you're trying to in that way get them involved, and sometimes maybe it's that it's some players would rather not it. But I told them that, we're really happy with the seniors of what they've done and how they contribute. And it's not always easy, like with Anna Gugliotta, that practices and practices. And There's times that she's not, you know, with the first group ever, but she doesn't change her approach. She just keeps working.
You know, defense has kind of been one of the strong suits of your team throughout this year, but I thought as far as your full court press, looked about as good as you have this season.
Yeah, I thought so. We thought the first time we played them, it would have been good, but we didn't score enough to get in it. And the key is don't let Anders be the one that's going to handle the ball. And unfortunately, we let her get the ball too often up there. But yeah, made some nice rotations, and you know, probably, you know, you look at it of, you know, maybe they got back with an 11 at one point. If we hadn't pressed, you know, there's probably 6 points we got on layups off of it, that all of a sudden it becomes a much closer game.
We've talked this year about confidence from a win. It's nice to have this to end the regular season heading into the postseason. Wednesday night, you'll go down to Macomb. You'll take on Canton. And honestly, I was talking off the air with Coach Barshinger before the game that, you know, it was kind of unfortunate. Like, hey, Peoria, Notre Dame is a lower seed, but they're at home, so they're going to get to play at home. But honestly, I don't know if this is probably the better draw anyway, because if you play good basketball, you got winnable games in this regional.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't, all they guarantee is 1-4, or 1-2 are going to be separated. After that, it's luck of the draw. And, you know, Canton's very good team.
Yeah.
And, you know, for us, it's a 5 seed and we're 500. You know, it's really, you know, for us, we can't end up whining about who we're playing, because, you know, both Canton and Dunlap are good teams. Both of them had great seasons. What we've got to do is just go and, you know, play the best we can and try and take care of business.
So next Wednesday night, and you'll play the second game. It's interesting that it's always been, we normally in the past, it's been set up that we would play either Tuesday or Wednesday. And then if you make the final, it's been on a Thursday. But it's a little bit different this time around that there's going to be a Friday final instead.
Right. I think the host school gets to choose how they want to do it. And some schools really like the idea of Friday. They think they're going to get a better crowd. I think everything shows that with boys basketball still going on, that Friday you get smaller crowds in the regional. It's been my experience when you go different places and watch it and stuff. I think Macomb, you know, where they could choose, they did the unusual thing of where the play-in game's Monday and then you put a gap and you play Wednesday. I'm guessing they figured they were going to be the play-in game, so they wanted an extra day of practice. So that's their right as far as a host of doing it. Of, you know, hopefully, you know, someday, you know, we'll get to host a regional. That we haven't, I think the last time we hosted a regional was when Ty Peachy and Jessica Howard.
It's been that
Megan
long?
Young,
my goodness.
Were juniors.
Wow. And you wonder what the criteria is, because, you know, we played at Notre Dame. We've all seen that gym. Like, how in the world do you get a regional there?
Well, I mean, all of the gyms are, you know, good enough to host and stuff. But, you know, maybe we will. You know, we're fortunate. We've had some sectionals and stuff like that. But you just got to go with what you got and stuff. But we'll, you know, we'll, you know, take a little off, and then we'll try and, you know, figure out, you know, how we can do our best against Canton and try and give them a game.
And for fans that happen to be going down there next Wednesday night, they do not play at the high school. It's a gym that's, just a little bit south of downtown, kind of southwest. So you're not going all the way to the south end of Macomb to the high school, so it's a little bit closer to that. But if you go to the IHSA website and under the school directory, you can pull them up and it'll show where
it's at. Yeah, it's either like 23 West or East Washington.
Yeah, I think it's
but
west.
But it's literally, it's like if you were... you went down around the square and then you headed out straight west of town. Once you get like a block from there, you end up, it's 2 blocks.
Just south then,
stuff. So it's right there. It's different. The fans are all on one side, the players on another side. And, it's where I coached my first road game.
Really?
In my career, yeah.
Really? That was a win, no doubt.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, well, that's all right. Well, we hope to get one down there next Wednesday. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight, and look forward to talking to you before the regional opener.
Okay, thanks a lot for all you guys do.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks,
Streaks
sir.
Head Coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show, brought to you by Let's see. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win it 50-37. We'll come back. We'll run down our post-game stats. Also coming up, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win 50-37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks win the final regular season game. Senior night here at John Thiel Gym. They defeat the Quincy Blue Devils 50-37. Our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Streaks with a couple of players in double figures. Nice balanced attack, 14 points for Yvonne Mixon to lead the way, and she had a double-double. Eric will run down the other stats coming up for you. Let's see, 10 points for 7 baskets, by the way, for Yvonne. 10 points for Emily Minard, 5 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. 8 points for Andrea Sampson, hit a couple of threes and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Kelsey Legg on a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Lauren Campbell off the bench, a 3, a 2. 3 points for Megan Lingenfelter off the bench with a three-pointer. 2 for Deja Range on a basket, 0 for 1 for the line. 2 points for Chloe McCarthy on a basket. Streaks with 4 three-pointers in the ball game and 4 for 6 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils were led by Olivia Edwards with 11 points, 4 baskets, 3 for 3 from the line. 9 points for Sarah Nelson, 4 baskets, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Stephanie Anders on 3 baskets, 2 points apiece for Bree Sapp and Kaylee Carruthers. Carruthers on a basket. Sapp with a 2 for 2 from the line. 1 point for Kylie Espinoza on 1 for 2 from the line. They didn't hit any three-pointers. They were 8 for 11 from the free throw line.
Turnover-wise, Streaks 13. That's not too bad for them for a number. I think Coach Massey can live with 13. Only 9 turnovers for Quincy, though, and it's kind of surprising with how the Quincy teams of the past played, where they were a lot very haphazard, turning the ball over a lot. Coach Pazanin has had a lot to do with making this a more refined team. 31 rebounds for the Streaks, 28 rebounds for Quincy. Streaks actually lost the offensive battle 12-9, and you know, you can give some credit there to Sarah Nelson. She had 4 offensive boards. Shooting the ball, Quincy was 14 of 45, 0 of 7 from downtown. The Streaks were 4 of 18 from downtown. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, 5 rebounds for Emily Minert. Yvonne Mixon just really filled up the stat sheet. In addition to her 14 points, she had 14 boards, 3 steals, 3 blocks, and 1 assist. Deja Range had a pair of steals. Lauren Campbell had 2 rebounds and a steal. Chloe McCarthy had a rebound, an assist, and a block. 1 rebound, 4 assists, and 1 steal for Andrea Sampson. 2 boards and an assist for Megan Lingenfelter. And Caitlin Pendergast had a rebound in her short time in there. Kelsey Legg, 1 rebound, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block.
Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Streaks win it 50-37. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met trophy, but
I love it.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breedlove signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart Breedloves over the school jackets.
And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Key Largo.
Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing,
Breedloves will show you the love.
Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Breedloves.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks went at 50-37 over the Quincy Blue Devils to end the regular season with a record of 15-15. Quincy drops to 15-11, but the Streaks finished fourth place in the Western Big Six. Quincy in fifth, and Alleman on the bottom. Rocky first place. No matter what happened tonight, Rocky was going to be first, Moline second, UT third, and then the Streaks end up in fourth place in the Western Big Six Conference with a 4-6 record. Time right now to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, and you know, I don't know who else you could even make an argument for. I mean, early on, Emily Miner kind of got us going with a couple of baskets, and we did a nice job, you know, really establishing the post play. Andrea Sampson with the nice run with a couple of threes there in the second quarter. I mean, Lauren Campbell came in and got a three. Megan Lingenfelter, a couple of the seniors with three-pointers off the bench. But this young lady just, it was everything. It was points, it was rebounds, it was steals, it was blocks, a little bit of everything, and just the hustle. My goodness, what a nice game, and really a nice career she's had here, and hopefully it'll continue for several more games, but the regular season over now.
Yeah, we're going to go with the senior Yvonne Mixon, 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks, and a three steals, 1 assist. So I just a real nice game, and she was everywhere tonight. She was getting the rebounds in the Streaks, needed the rebounds. She's a player that doesn't necessarily look for her scoring very often, and she kind of put that on the back burner while she was doing a good job of going through and pulling down the boards. And then when it came to the second half and she had an opportunity to put some points on the board with some deep post-ups, she was able to accomplish that as well.
Well, and the other thing, Sarah Nelson did not have a very good night shooting the ball. A lot of that was due in part to Yvonne Mixon's defense.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, for sure. Yeah, because Sarah Nelson finished just 4 of 13 from the field.
So Yvonne Mixon, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Autobody, you better call Dave's. Well, that's going to do it. Till Wednesday night, postseason play, the Galesburg Silver Streaks will open the regional. We'll be down at Macomb, and we'll take on the Canton Little Giants on Wednesday night. And again, Canton is a very good team. They were a tough matchup for us because we kind of talked during the game when we played them. There's like not a true position player. There's like no true post player, and they can all play kind of every position. They're all about the same size. They really bothered us handling the ball on the perimeter. Streaks can handle the pressure and limit the turnovers. It's a team they can beat.
Yeah, you know, they're kind of similar to this Quincy team.
Yeah.
I would argue they're probably more skilled in some aspects, but as far as handling the ball, I mean, just about everyone Quincy puts out there can handle the ball a little bit. And so the big thing for the Streaks, as it's been all season, is A, you've got to limit turnovers, and B, you've got to hit your shots. And I think that ultimately has been the toughest thing for the Streaks, is to find that consistency of not turning the ball over and finishing your shots. And if the Streaks can pull that off on Wednesday, we could very well be talking about a very winnable game against Dunlap as well.
On the other similarity, I think, with them and Quincy, the difference was when we played Canton last time, we weren't able to do much, you know, out on the perimeter. We weren't getting the ball anywhere. We weren't doing much. They're also a team, we get past that perimeter defense, they can't stop us in the post.
Right. And that's the thing, and I think that's an important distinction, and the Streaks have to look for it. in the second half today. I didn't, you know, think that they did a very good job looking for the post in this one until the second half. And then in the second half, you saw Emily Miner put up 6 points on 3 of 4 shooting, and Yvonne put up 10 points on 5 of 5 shooting. I mean, that's, and Coach Massey addressed that when we talked to him, when you talked with him just a minute ago. The fact is that the post players shoot a good percentage on this team. So if the Streaks can work on getting them more shots, that's a higher percentage shot just naturally.
All right, Streaks win here tonight, 50-37. Coming up momentarily, we'll get into the Illinois Fighting Illini. They're early in that one, trailing 6-5 with what? We're 16-something left?
Oh, yeah, we haven't hit the first horn yet.
Yeah, so pretty early in that one, and we'll pick that up coming up in just a few minutes. Tomorrow night, we got the Streaks boys scheduled to host the Alamann Pioneers. That's going to depend a lot on the weather, but Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman around 7:06 for the pregame and a 7:30 tip here on WGIL. And then, of course, Tuesday night, the boys will play host to the Rock Island Rocks. Then we'll have our regional opener next Wednesday. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, James Noble, for Eric Gibson, Tom Erta saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.